Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. The school year is here, and for a lot of kids, that means toting those EpiPens to school to treat severe allergic reactions. Now, some public schools require students with severe allergies to provide two of those life-saving devices in case of emergency, but the price for those EpiPens has shot up over the last couple of years. A pack of two injectors is up to $700 in some places, an average price increase of more than 450% over the last 8 years. Now, only one company makes EpiPens. They're called Mylan Pharmaceuticals. They have a near monopoly on the medicine. They're charging hundreds when it costs around $5 to make the injector. The hormone in EpiPens is epinephrine. That itself is pretty cheap. Only about a dollar's worth is in each EpiPen. Now, Congress is on the case now. A couple of senators are calling for investigations into these price hikes. Tracy Bush is a mom and food allergy consultant. She deals with this problem personally and professionally. Her son has allergies that are potentially deadly, and she recently got an insurance waiver that cut the cost for EpiPens. But she says it's not an option for a lot of families who were forced to go without. Tracy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
But why doesn't insurance pay for these EpiPens for a lot of the kids who need them?
It depends on everyone's insurance. Everyone has a different insurance policy, high deductibles. But regardless of what type of insurance you do or don't have, the fact is that if the EpiPen was affordable to begin with, it would be a non-issue.
So tell me about your own cost. You have an insurance waiver now, but clearly you didn't always have it. What did your own bills look like?
In 2008, it would have been about $100 to have a twin pack of EpiPen. As opposed to this year, it would have been about $1,800 out of pocket for three twin packs. So that's a large piece of money for anyone to have to spend to save a life.
Now, as we said, Mylan Pharmaceuticals has a monopoly here, so the idea of going to the competition doesn't really work. What other strategies are there to either go to the insurance company and try to get a waiver like you did, or find some cost savings here?
Some people are able to utilize the zero copay that is available through EpiPen. Other people, like I said, can work with their pharmacist and doctor to write out the prescription correctly. One of the key things is to have a good pharmacist that will actually do a lot of the legwork for you. If you have your physician write it out on the prescription, three twin EpiPen twin packs, as opposed to paying three times for one, that would save you a little bit of money, if that makes sense.
In the past year, we've seen a lot of media outrage over people like Martin Shkreli, the pharmaceutical executive who raised the price of another drug and was vilified in the public for it. The reaction to this is similar, but what do you make of what's going on in the industry here?
I'm going to assume that they're like any other company, and they probably saw a profit, in the waiting and took it. The difference is that this is a life-saving item they created to save lives. Making a lot of money is not helping us save lives. They make over 1,400 different pharmaceuticals, so they need to adjust their budget just like we need to adjust our budget.
There are alternatives to EpiPens. There are other brands, and there is competition. It's just some of them have run into FDA approval problems, or they have injectors that some doctors consider too complicated.
Correct. Adrenaclick is out there. But actually, in the next year or two, there are promising items that are also coming on the market that might actually beat out the EpiPen due to the smaller size and the expiration date being extended.
Okay, so that suggests that maybe while it's bad now, competition may help take care of this problem.
Yes, absolutely.
And how long is that going to take?
I am being told that sometime in 2017, at least one of the items should hit the market if it's approved.
And in the meantime, has Mylan said that they're going to have any additional programs to help people pay and also maybe protect their own PR here?
To my knowledge, I have not seen anything pop up from them yet about this situation, which surprises me. I'm waiting to hear something, and I would hope that they would reach out and let their consumers know that something is going on, their thoughts, they're working on it, anything.
Tracy Bush, mom and allergy food consultant who has a son with severe allergies and one of the many people confronting steep price increases for EpiPen epinephrine shots. Tracy Bush, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.